Big Hits 102.5, 1330 WBTM, and I got more company in with me. It's been a big week. I've had company all week long. DCC on Tuesday, and now Karen Harris on Friday. I've had a good week. Let me just put it to you that way. I have had an excellent week. Karen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing just fine.
You've been busy, busy, busy.
That's all right. That's what it's all about. And all right. I'm going to use the term busy in a very, very minor fashion compared to you and your team at God's Storehouse.
We
got another fundraiser coming up. This one is, I think folks really look forward to this one because it's one of those things where you don't think about it until you have, 10, 15 cases of sensitive information you need to be rid of.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's Shred Out Hunger. Saturday, yes. November 4th. From 9 until noon at God's Storehouse on Memorial Drive. Tell us about how that works.
Yeah, so it's super easy. So this is actually our 7th year.
Yes.
Working with Commonwealth Document Management System. So we're so grateful for them for partnering with us. And we start getting calls usually after we end one. They're like, when are you doing it again? When are you doing it again? But it's
Were you not there the first time?
I know. So super easy. You bring a donation of either, we've upped it, 10 canned goods. And I know we're going to talk about that.
Yep.
10 canned goods or a monetary donation. And then you'll drive around the building. We'll take your donation. And then we'll have the big shred truck at the end of the parking lot. We've got some students that are going to be helping us with that, and they'll unload your car. You don't even have to get out of your car because our volunteers will go up, they'll collect your donations, and then you go up to where the shred truck is and they'll unload your shredded materials. So it's any of those personal papers, those tax documents, bank statements, credit card statements, anything that's sensitive and particularly personal, not business related documents.
Do you want to clear that up?
Yes, do you want to clear that up? That's definitely personal items that you have at home. I know I've been saving up my box all year.
Yep.
And my husband's been dumping stuff in there too. So, but anyway, it's super easy, you know, just, and then a donation of either money or 10 canned goods or even some personal hygiene items too, or toiletry items, or cleaning products and things.
Absolutely. Now, I want to touch base on the 10 canned goods because that's the one thing when I first saw the flyer, I noticed the difference. And in most instances, you're going to see in general, anytime the what I'll call cost with air quotes, because this is a different animal, goes up, there's always the why. Your why is about as valid as anything else.
Yeah.
So I want to know in a good natured format why you've gone from 5 to 10.
We need food. We need food. We need food. We are seeing so many more people these days. You know, we're now, it's not unusual for us to have 200 families come in to God's Storehouse needing a food box. Seeing a lot of people that we haven't seen in several years now. You know, they've cut, then your food costs are higher.
Right.
They cut the food stamps. And, you know, people are definitely coming back to us and really in need of food. And we really need that food. That's why we're up the cans.
There you go. Justified
plain and
reason.
Simple. Plain and simple.
And yeah, we accept no arguments on this or, you know, opinions necessarily because it's all for a great cause.
Yeah.
That's the real upside here. 10 canned goods per box of shredded items. And if you have these documents hanging around, they're not necessarily as easy to take advantage of as the email scams, but yeah, you still want to get those sorted out the right way because dumpster divers are a thing.
Well, and they take up space in your house, you know. Declutter that closet.
See? Always rationale and reason.
Yeah.
The voice of reason, Karen Harris.
I don't know about that. But anyway.
As far as this morning show is
this
concerned.
Yes, this morning, true. True.
I don't set the high bar.
Yeah.
And you guys also have a unique opportunity, along with Shred Out Hunger, that you are giving folks a bit of a all-access pass.
Yeah,
I think that's the best way I wanted to word that, to go along with your Shred Out Hunger fundraiser. Again, Saturday, November 4th, 9 until noon, God's Storehouse on Memorial Drive. You're also having an open house. So
that's
you guys
right.
are I'm going to call it gluttons for punishment.
Well,
you're really...
Yeah,
You're throwing it all to the wind on that day.
Right. Well, we're going to be there anyway.
Well, that's
so
true.
You know.
That's true.
So we are having, we're calling it a volunteer open house.
Okay.
And we want to encourage people that even had the least little thought about maybe I could volunteer, maybe I could come down there. But maybe they're like a little intimidated or, you know, it's hard to go through that door and say, I'm here to volunteer.
The hesitation of the unknown.
Exactly. You know, and not knowing what you're getting yourself into. So we're having an open house. Come down, come meet some volunteers, come meet some staff, take a little tour, just kind of check out and see if it's something that you might be interested in. And we're not asking people to commit 4 days a week, 4 hours a day. You know, if we could get some people 1 hour a day or 2 hours a day. And there's a variety of things that we need people for, you know, and be flexible. And some of the work we do have is very physical, so
sure,
we'll explain all that. But, you know, we really, 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 really need volunteers along with that. Really, really, really need food.
That's right. I really appreciate your transparency in all of that because a lot of times you don't know. You don't know what you're getting yourself into.
Mm-hmm.
So for you and the team at God's Storehouse to put it out there and just be open, honest, letting folks know what they can expect. And because I could see that much like a career even. I was not expecting this. This was a lot more than I planned on.
Yeah.
You guys are really being open, honest, and upfront about it. And because you want to alleviate those concerns. And again, nothing wrong with asking for help.
No, exactly.
Not a thing.
Yeah. And it is very, you know, I volunteered before I started working at God's Storehouse. And I just met some of the most wonderful, nicest people. And, you know, you form friendship. And you're doing so much good. You know, really giving back to the community, really helping your neighbors. And so many times our customers are so appreciative and just offer words of thank you so much for this food. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have this food. I don't know how I would help my family, you know, and just those thank yous. And it's just a feel good kind of thing. And I know it can be hard to say, I want to volunteer.
Right.
You know, so that can be challenging. Yeah.
Well, I can say from firsthand experience that getting to work with Karen, even here, is more than enough to know how good a person she is, how much she cares about this community, being a part of God's Storehouse, undertaking the running of God's Storehouse, keeping everything rolling day to day. I'd want to work with Karen. I want to work with Karen.
Come on down.
I got to figure it out.
Yeah.
I got to figure out a time for that. And I know that's the other thing. Time.
Yeah.
Who's got time?
Right.
Who's got time?
Right.
But I think the other part of that that you hit on is even just an hour.
Mm-hmm.
We can find an hour.
Yeah, we have one lady that she works at DCC. She comes over on a lunch hour, and she helps us in our food distribution area. And so then that gives our regular volunteers a chance to go take a break, go eat a bite of lunch, maybe go to the bathroom. You know, just give those people a little break. So even an hour would be greatly appreciated. Or if you can't commit to a schedule, we need alternates. We need people that we could call up and say, oh, we don't have a receptionist today. Could you come answer the phone?
Right.
Or, you know, we write cards that tell food distribution how many is in the family. So can you come write cards for us?
Sure.
You know, and we won't put you in a job that just like dump you in front of the computer and say, okay, do this. You know, we do try to train you and get you familiar with it and even come in and shadow, you know, the different stations and see what might appeal to you, you know.
And you guys also work with different like student organizations for credit hours and things of that nature too, right?
So
Teachers, coaches, if you're looking for some different opportunities for your players, student athletes, and students to come in and help out, I know that's certainly an option. So just, again, a variety of options and ways to help out. And this is an organization that we can all get behind.
Yes.
There is no doubt about it. So if you want to learn more, volunteer open house, same day as Shred Out Hunger, November 4th. Now, Shred Out Hunger is from 9 until noon. You guys are doing the open house from 10 to noon. You want to get into the groove of things first Shred Out Hunger.
Let's get started.
Before we open the doors and let everybody in. You want to find that rhythm. So
right.
10 canned foods per box of shredded items. A little bit more, but a little bit more can go a long way to help out here in our community. So, Karen, as always, a big undertaking. I appreciate you fitting me in.
I appreciate you fitting me in.
I know we start early, but end of the day, it's all going to be worth it. We want to do everything we can to help support God's Storehouse.
And I do have a goal. You always ask me. You didn't ask me. You didn't ask me.
I can tell you why. But I know why. Coming off of Eat Out to Help Out, it's not really a physical number that you can really look for as a goal. So I'm thrown off. You threw me the curveball. So let's do that. Let's talk goals.
All right. So goal. So last year, we collected 819 pounds and collected $2,421. So the goal, my goal this year, 2,000 pounds of food.
Ooh. Whoop, whoop. All right.
And $5,000 in donations.
Which would make sense with doubling up what's on the allotment. So you still challenged yourself along the way. I like that. Right. I like that. And of course, you know, the monetary donations go along with it.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm here for that.
There you go.
I'm here for it. I think those are very much achievable, especially in this community, because I know our community likes to show up and help out. So this is certainly...
That's what I love about living in Danville.
Right?
I mean, such a giving community. Such a giving community. I'm so grateful for all the many times they support us and help us. And just, you know, anytime we put the call out, this community steps up. And I'm very grateful for that.
I can't think of a better way to leave it than that. Saturday, November 4th, 9 until noon, Shred Out Hunger with God's Storehouse and the Volunteer Open House from 10 until noon. Stop by, meet Karen, learn how awesome it is to work with Karen, because I'm telling you.
And Rachel. And the other volunteers.
I hold you partially accountable for that. I hold you partially accountable to that name, because... nobody ever comes in but you.
I know.
Haven't met Rachel the same way, and I'm sure she's lovely along with the rest of your staff. But most of my experience is working with you. So I'm going to sing your praises because that is what I know.
Okay. I have to drag Rachel in here. She'll probably have a heart failure, but anyway.
Stop. Everybody does that. I am not that hard to deal with.
It is not.
Don't let Alex fool you.
It's like we're just sitting in the living room having a conversation. You know, that's
I do need to put some recliners in here. I'm not sure how well that would do. I'm not sure how well that would do on some of my rougher mornings.
Right.
You guys may not get much from me.
Right.
Also, dance party would be tough in a recliner. Oh, my goodness. Well, Karen, thank you so much, as always, for bringing us these events. And we want to make sure everybody can help out. So Shred Out Hunger, Saturday, November 4th, 9 to noon, God's Storehouse. We got goals. Got to meet them. I was off my game. Not now. Mm. We are back on goals that we need to achieve.
Okay.
Karen Harris, thank you so much.
Thank you.